DW.
It's 8:45 in the morning, and a handful of Year 4 pupils wearing colourful face masks are starting to trickle into the classroom, one at a time. As they put down their bags, the teacher reminds them to wash their hands at the sink in the corner and keep their distance from the others. This routine is all part of the new normal at schools across Germany. There are usually more than 200 kids here at the Ludwig Richter Primary School in Bonn, but now they're taking turns to come in. Today, there are 40 students from Year 4, divided into small groups. The 8 children in this class quietly sit at separate desks, spaced out around the room. Leftover tables are stacked against the wall. Pictures stuck on the chalkboard demonstrate the new hygiene rules.
I think they adapt quite well so far. But when they're sitting in the class, it's still awkward for them to keep distance to their friends. During break time, they sometimes don't know what to do because they can't touch, they can't play football. There's just so many rules that they have to keep in mind.
Teacher Robert Mönich says he's glad to have the children back in the classroom after almost 2 months of distance learning.
I'm happy to see them again, and I know they will be happy to see each other and to see me, because a teacher have a special relationship to their students, and to just being cut off from them was quite hard.
These 10-year-olds are happy to be back.
Das war richtig gut, weil ich ja alle Freundinnen wieder gesehen habe und die Lehrer.
It was really good because I got to see all my friends again and the teachers, but it was also strange because we have to keep our distance and wear a mask, and so it takes some getting used to.
Die Maske, und da muss man sich halt erst dran gewöhnen.
Also ich war richtig glücklich, dass ich endlich wieder in die Schule konnte.
I was really happy to finally be able to go back to school, because it's hard to learn at home. You don't have a teacher there to be able to ask questions. Well, parents could also answer them, but a teacher is different, and that's what you miss.
Das ist halt anders, und das fehlt einem halt.
Now that coronavirus restrictions are gradually easing, primary school students in this part of Germany are returning to class on a rotating basis. Each year group comes in for just 1 or 2 days a week until the end of term. The rest of the time, they'll still be at home, working through lessons prepared by the teachers. That's been a big challenge, Robert Mönich says, especially for young children who might need more one-on-one support.
A lot of kids actually did their work, but the ones that didn't, they are falling far behind, and we have to try to catch them up and to build them back up so they can actually follow.
Mönich says teachers have been doing their best to check in regularly with kids and parents. But the unprecedented nature of the pandemic meant many schools didn't have a plan in place for distance learning or for contacting families.
Most of them you could easily contact by call or via email, but some of them don't use email. I packed packages and I took my bike and I rode from child to child to provide them with what they need to work. But not all addresses were correct still, and I had to figure out where they live. It was quite hard. But at the end, I got all email addresses, or at least email addresses of relatives, like brothers, sisters, cousins. From one child, I've got the email address of their landlord. He is then going over to them to tell them what they have to do.
While primary school teachers like Mönich have been working to keep their young pupils motivated, high school teachers have been racing to prepare senior students for their final exams.
Hello?
Hi.
This English and drama teacher wanted to remain anonymous. She works at a secondary school in another Western German city, where a lot of students come from migrant and lower socioeconomic backgrounds. She says it's a stressful time for everyone, especially those sitting exams during a pandemic.
Everything's been so quick that this is a situation that no one had thought of or no one had provided for. It is an unusual atmosphere, and a lot of students are quite, nervous about their exams as well. We feel that the students are more nervous than they would be anyway before exams.
She says there have also been technological challenges with moving classes online. How does digital learning work if some students don't have access to a laptop, scanner, or printer?
You have to rely on the students' willingness to participate. You can't force them to do the work. You also have to rely on what they have at home. A lot of students, especially in the younger classes, they just have a smartphone, maybe. They can't print anything out. There's some of the programs don't work properly. The files you send them or the worksheets, they can only see them on a small screen and then scribble something. These are difficulties.
She says the current situation has exposed serious inequalities in the German school system and society.
It's difficult to reach students at home if they don't have the proper equipment. And of course, you're more likely to have the proper equipment when you are from a more wealthy background.
The German Teachers Association has warned that an extended period of homeschooling could lead to a quarter of students, or about 3 million kids, falling behind. And a recent report from the German Economic Institute found that children growing up in poor households are far less likely to have a computer, desk, or their own room. Hello, good night. Many of the over 300 pupils at Winfried Beger's primary school come from socially disadvantaged families, and more than 95% of them have a migrant background. He's the principal of the Schule am Wasserturm in the centre of Essen.
We're lucky at the school that we have an Arabic-speaking teacher because we also have a large number of children who come from Morocco, Syria, Lebanon and so on. And he translates partly for the parents but also for the children. And some children who have a Roma-Sinti background, there's a colleague who calls their parents at home. So that's a huge advantage that we have people who have foreign language skills.
Hallo, ihr Kinder aus der Klasse 3B.
During the lockdown, Beger says, teachers tried to keep in regular contact with their classes, calling parents or even sending videos. That's one of them you can hear now. But he says it's been a difficult time.
Auf jeden Fall gibt es große Sorgen. Wir wissen nicht, wie es in allen Familien abläuft.
There are major concerns. We don't know how it works in all families. Parents are also just people. They have nerves, and if they have to do homeschooling and maybe work at the same time, we are here in a district where we have a lot of families who have 5 or 6 or even 7 children, where it gets really cramped at home when they can't get out. It's a bit like prison. So it's a really hard time for the children.
Dr.
Susanne Schlüter-Müller, a child psychotherapist and psychiatrist based in Frankfurt, agrees. She warns that since children are spending more time out of school and with their families, stability in their home environment is especially important. She works with many refugees in difficult situations, including an Afghan teen sharing 2 rooms with 6 people.
So we are calling each other, or he's calling me, and he has to sit on the toilet because there is no room where he can at least call me or have a Zoom meeting with me, because there's no room outside, inside the family. They really need the space outside, and if this space is not there, it is very, very difficult.
She says adolescents are the most vulnerable group. School closures mean they're more isolated from their peers and depending a lot more on their parents at a time when they should be learning to be independent. She also says things have gotten worse for many children who already had mental problems like anxiety or depression before the crisis began. Winfried Beger, the school principal from Essen, stresses that although it's a fraught time for children, teachers and parents who are just trying to navigate this period of uncertainty, there are some positives.
Kann man sagen, dass die Kinder etwas anderes lernen zurzeit? Die lernen sowas wie Hilfsbereitschaft.
You could say that children are learning other things at the moment. They're learning helpfulness, they learn independence, to have more understanding. These are values that sometimes get lost, but in this coronavirus time, they're being taught particularly well.
Back at the Ludwig Richter Primary School in Bonn, teacher Robert Mönich says he hopes other lessons come out of the pandemic as well.
I hope that after all this, schools in Germany will go more digital. Because at the moment we tried to get in touch with kids via Zoom, via video conference. But everything we start new now, parents have to introduce at home. And it's kids, they don't know these learning apps. They don't know Zoom. And it would be better if they were introduced in school and then they can use it at home. Yeah, I hope after all this crisis, especially the digital learning, will expand a little bit more.
Okay, jeder setzt seine Maske auf.
His class has come to an end. It's break time, which means the kids have to don their masks and wait for their names to be called so they can keep their distance as they leave the room one by one. They race outside to a small courtyard. It's strangely quiet for a school playground, but the kids running back and forth, absorbed in their ball game, don't seem to notice. Natalie Muller, DW, Bonn.
DW.